They want me to get rid of my dog. Can they do that?
I'm being fined for leaving my garage door open too long.
What are covenants? Do I have any rights?
Help, I feel like I've left the American zone.
If you want the answers to those questions, join me, Sue Bartholomew, and my guests on The Commons every Saturday from 2 to 3 right here on WBR Fairfax Radio. We'll ask the experts and we'll untangle the truth about what's left of our property rights.
On the Commons is a weekly radio show dedicated to discussing the many issues surrounding mandatory membership homeowners associations. Join us as we explore this relatively new world of controlled living, which includes condominiums, cooperatives, and both attached and detached single-family homes. Living in a common ownership development means giving up the American dream. It means giving up your constitutional rights and control over your most valuable asset, your home. Living in a homeowners association means leaving the American zone. This is On the Commons, and I am Sue Bartholomew.
Joining me on the Commons today, I have Larry Murphy. Now, some of you have met Larry. He's been on a couple of times before. It's been a while, but his problem continues, so we're going to hear from him. Larry, thank you so much for joining us. Please tell us a little bit about yourself. By the way, happy Veterans Day. And thank you so much. And thank you so much for your service.
Well, I appreciate that. I really do. Yeah, I was an Air Force veteran. I spent 6 years. I was an air traffic controller. So I have real strong feelings about the American flag, and that's what got me in trouble. Give you a quick synopsis. One day I put a small American flag in a flower pot on my front porch. Just wanted to show my love for the country and support for the troops. It was a small flag, but it still stands for a big thank you. The HOA sent me a violation letter stating the American flag was an unauthorized object. I refused to take it down. I had to move out of there because of the harassment that they just kept after me to move and do all these things. They've taken me to state court, federal court, county court, circuit court. This legal battle has been going on for over 7 years. I have a hearing next week, November the 20th at 3 o'clock in Jacksonville. It's been a long time, like I said, a little over 7 years. To get a lot of details that if you want to get really involved in this, you can Google Larry Murphree, that's Murphree, flag, and there'll be about 10 pages of interviews and all the stuff's been going on. I'll never give up fighting for the American flag because the flag never loses, and I love my country too much. The other thing that happened is I have my dues were automatically withdrawn for the HOA, and I went in for neck surgery, and I was kind of out of the loop for about 4 months, and they were fining me $100 a day up to $1,000.
Wow.
And then I finally, after about 4 months, I get a letter stating that they had put a lien on my house because I was not paying my dues. And I got in touch with them and to the company that was taking the money. And I said, you've been taking $200 instead of $190 out. What do you mean I'm not paying for the dues? They diverted my funds from the dues to the $1,000 fine.
Yes.
And then they started telling people it had nothing to do with the flag. We got a lien on his house because he's not paying his dues.
That's terrible. Larry, if it's any consolation, you're not the only one this has happened to, but this is disgusting.
Well, it's my understanding they can do that, but they're supposed to tell you. I mean, if they had told me that right off the bat, bang, I'd have made arrangements, you know, another way to send them a check or something to keep my dues paid. But they waited until I was behind 4 months to put a lien on my house. And then, like I said, finally I had to get out of there. I had to pay them legal fees, late fees, and everything else, about $12,000, and I walked away with $1,500. But I had to get out of there. It was pretty bad. But they've got this law firm that just keeps, you know, it's a cash cow for them, needless to say.
What's the law firm you want to tell us on the air?
It's McCabe Law Firm in Jacksonville.
Okay.
It's the HOA attorneys. And they assigned an attorney and for a few years, and then we got to where we were going to set a court date. And then they say, oh, okay, that attorney's not here anymore. We're going to send another one, and they need a year to prepare.
Oops.
And I'm on the fourth attorney now that they just keep delaying, because they want me to either die or go away, and only one of those is going to happen. I'm not going to go away.
Let me take just a second here.
Sure.
and talk to our listeners. Contact your legislators. Fines are unconstitutional. A couple of courts in the country have found them to be unconstitutional. Do away with the fines. Get your legislators to take away the right for HOAs to fine you. That's absurd. It's absolutely absurd. Number two, don't ever do auto withdrawal.
Amen.
It's really difficult to put a stop to that. Give them a check, write them a check, take a picture of the check, take it in and hand it in to them. But don't ever let them get into your account and withdraw money willy-nilly. They're not playing fair. They're not playing honest and fair. So, Larry, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to tell you something. The
okay.
last time you were on, we talked about your flag. You said it was 17 inches, I think.
Yes.
Well, I want you to know something. A few days after we did the show, I went and I found the identical size flag, and I put it in my flower pot in the front of my yard, and it's still there, and nobody has said a thing. So that flag is there in solidarity with you.
Yeah, well, I really appreciate that. That means a lot.
So just, and my husband was in the Air Force as well, so.
Ah.
So, yep. I was an Air Force wife. So anyway, just know that somewhere in Virginia, there's a flag in a flower pot that needs to be replanted, but there's a flag there and it's not coming out. And it's there in solidarity with you.
Well, I appreciate it. This TV crew, they just filmed the flower pot on the front porch. I said, is this the original flag? I said, no, it got a little old. I said, this is another one, but same size, but it's the same flower pot. The plant's twice as tall. But
So you brought the flower pot with you, huh?
Absolutely. I said, that flag's going to stay there forever. I said, the plant's twice as tall, but it's still the same. I'm kind of stubborn sometimes, and this is something I believe in, and I'm going to go to the wall with it.
You know what? People just tend to roll over quite often.
Uh-huh.
But it's people like you that actually make a difference.
Well, I appreciate that.
It's people like you who say, no, there's something wrong with what you guys are doing, and you're not going to get away with it. I am not going to take my flag out of my flower pot in front of my property.
Exactly.
It's, you know, you don't want a flag in your flower pot? That's fine. You don't want a flower pot? That's fine. That's your business. Not mine. I'm not going to make you do it. Leave me alone.
Well, when they called it an unauthorized object, that's when I lost it.
I remember you telling me about that. I remember you saying, oh, no, can you believe they're calling it an object?
Oh, geez. Well, like I said, the harassment, they just started nitpicking everything. They didn't have a Christmas light in the whole neighborhood. And I decorated my car with lights and hooked it to the battery. They sent the police out there Christmas Eve.
You're kidding.
No. And the funny part was the policeman said, look, we have authority to enforce their rules, but they have been calling us and calling us and calling us, and this is the only way we can stop it. Merry Christmas and left.
Oh, really? I was going to say, because if you call the police and tell them that the association is stealing your money, they're going to say that's private. We can't get involved. So I was surprised that the police came out. But I'm so glad that they just came and wished you a Merry Christmas and left.
Yep.
As if they didn't have anything better to do, right?
Well, he said he did, but he said that this is the only way we could shut them down because they were just calling and calling and calling. There's just so many little things. Like one time they finally said, okay, we can put some Christmas lights, battery-operated lights, around the base of a tree.
Hmm. That's big of them.
I went and I got solar lights. I didn't want to be replacing the batteries. And I get a violation letter. I go to the meeting, and I said, why am I getting a violation letter? And they said, you're supposed to have a battery-operated light. I said, what the hell do you think a solar light is? Charges a battery and plays. Oh, okay. And I said, was I the only one that did this? And he said, oh, no, other people did. So I said, I want a letter stating that my solar lights are acceptable. And he said, okay. And then what guy on the board says, well, now you need to send a letter like that to the other people. And they started stuttering and stammering and said, that won't be necessary because I was the only one that got it. The hits just keep coming.
Oh, Larry, you ought to write a book about this. You ought to write a book. My life in HOA hell.
Yeah, pretty close.
My life in HOA hell.
So place was great when I first moved in, and then they just started micromanaging and telling me you don't put up a flag, you don't put up Christmas lights, you do not go past gold, collect $200, you know, and it got bad. A lot of people moved out of there. That's one of the bad things, that they got harassed, and they said, I'm out of here.
So how well did they protect your property values, Larry? $12,000 in legal fees off your property values? How well did that go?
I have no idea what I've spent on legal fees over 7 years. I think they've spent a ton, too. But, of course, they got the deep pockets and the insurance, so it's no big deal. I mean, the whole idea was to outlast me. Like my attorney said, this is David and Goliath, and they got the deep pockets, so you're going to stick it out. I said, yes, sir.
You're paying both ends. You're paying your end, and you're paying their end. The deep pockets are yours. And these people are they're like the government. You know, the government has never earned a penny in their lives.
True.
They just tax you. These people just tax you. They just call it assessments or dues or whatever else. And then they say you agreed. And of course you never did.
Of course not. Of course not.
So life was miserable in your condo. And
yes, it was.
And you're glad to be away.
Oh, yes. This place here is just... We got wall-to-wall flags in this place. I mean, it's just amazing. We've got a very large veterans group here. We do a lot of fundraising for Canines for Warriors. And it's just very active. And I'm very involved with them. And they're involved with me. So it works out good.
Is there an HOA?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. But they don't bother you.
Well, let's hope they stick, because, you know, people contact me quite often and they say, "Shoo, you mean some HOAs. You don't mean they're all bad." And I go, "No,
correct.
I don't mean some HOAs. I mean all HOAs, because you're just one election away from having everything turn around. The fact is that they have the powers given to them by your local municipal or your local state government. And your state government has given them powers that the government themselves don't have.
Right.
The government can't get away with all the stuff that HOAs get away with.
Yeah. Well, like I was telling the TV guy a while ago, I says, you know, all HOAs are good and bad. But when they get too much more bad than good, that's when it's something's got to change. But yeah, there's no such thing as a perfect HOA. So it depends on the people.
There's no such thing as a good HOA, is what I say.
Not 100%. No.
No, they're not because they're there for a reason. They're there to give your local municipal government free tax dollars.
True.
That's true. You're paying property taxes. Those taxes were designed initially to provide you with certain services that the local municipal government no longer provides you with. They've shunted that responsibility off onto an HOA. They mandate HOAs. Mr. Developer, if you're going to build something here, you'd better make sure there's an HOA to take care of it, because we don't want it.
True. That's very true.
And in fact, I got a call from somebody this was a number of years ago. I don't remember the town or the place. He was a member of the local municipal government. And he called me up because he wanted my help to make sure that all the HOAs that were non-functional. He says, "They're not doing anything." He says, "Tell them they have to get up and they have to do this and they have to do that." I said, "Why are they non-functional?" He says, "People don't..." I said, "Hey, that should be your first clue. Your constituents don't want them, so they're not supporting the HOA." He says, "They're dormant." I said, "Good. I'm happy to hear that." He says, "But I don't want them to be dormant. I have to do the work." I said, "Hey, earn your dollars. Earn your money." But they're calling my show to get me to get the people in Florida to sort of resuscitate dormant HOAs.
Oh.
And this was a number of years ago. They didn't get very far with me, Larry.
Yeah.
Can you imagine me saying, "Oh yeah, everybody, you got a labor HOA."
Wrong.
Not on this show. So you're happy where you are?
Hysterical.
Well, I'm glad you've got that, because I think, you know, that's what I want for everybody in America. I want people to be happy in their homes and their neighborhoods.
Yeah. I'll be happy when this court thing's over with. It's still hanging over my head, but...
So what's going to happen in court? You said your next hearing is on November 20th, which is right around the corner?
Yeah, a week from tomorrow. It's supposed to be the attorney said, a status hearing to be sure. Do y'all have all the stuff you want? Do we have everything we want? And then everybody says yes, and then we set another trial date. This will be the third one in case something else pops up.
But, how long has it been since you moved out of that hellhole?
4 years.
And there's still more stuff popping up?
Oh, well, it's just me getting back, because everything they threw at me failed. Over. They have no more bullets left. I'm going after them to try to recoup some money. But like I told the TV thing, I said, you know, even if I do get some money, I can't get my 7 years back that I lost doing this as opposed to spending time with my kids and grandkids.
No, you're right. And plus, I'm sure it's taken a toll on your health because being under constant harassment.
They deposed my doctor for over 4 hours. They deposed me for
Wait a minute. They deposed your doctor for what?
Well, we listed him as an expert witness on my health, and he's the one that stated this was affecting my health, and they're trying to disqualify him as an expert witness just because he was my doctor for 25 years.
Oh, boy. They don't have a right to know your medical history, your medical stuff. It just drives me buggy because I hear from people and they say, oh, they want to talk to my doctor. I go, they can't. They want to know what's wrong with me. You made me sick. That's what's wrong with me, period. You know, I'm not going to tell you what my test results were. I'm not going to tell you where it hurts. I'm not going to tell you anything. You don't have that right.
Well, that's one of our things that we have against them, that it affected my health, and they're saying, no, it didn't. And my doctor said, yes, it did. I had to put him on depressants for a short time, antidepressants. So, it's a cash cow for them. They just are raking in the money from this association. So they're just nitpicking. They got my records. I mean, the thing is like 4 inches deep. And they went through every office visit that I ever had with this doctor. What did you prescribe? What are the side effects?
They don't have that right. They don't have that right.
I told them, I said, I don't have anything to hide. And they went through it and came up with nothing. But they waited over 6.5 years before they even deposed me. And the judge said, what? And my attorney just said, look, you know, they've just been dragging this out. They ain't even deposed him. Oh, okay, we'll depose him. So it's just a stall game to keep the meter running.
There's Dr. Gary Solomon that I've had on the show a number of times. And he's written a lot of papers about HOA syndrome, HOA abuse. And he actually did a very good ebook on how the stress of living in an HOA affects your health. He went through all of the body parts, the whole thing. One of the things that he's been wanting to do is to get the medical profession to accept HOAs as a health hazard.
That'd be good. I can vouch for that.
Yeah, you can vouch for that. We need we need your doctor. We need all the doctors. We need the medical profession to say, yes, this is a health hazard. Living in an HOA, because it's the constant stress. But living in an HOA puts you, as you have already told us, it's the constant barrage of nitpicking and harassment and threats and stealing your money and making your life miserable and, you know, all of that. That's all stress, and that makes you sick. It affects you. It affects your physical being. It affects your health. Now, if we can get the medical profession, the entire medical profession, to agree to that, maybe there would be compensation when you go to court. I think what Gary Solomon wants is that to make the HOAs pay for making you sick. But the medical community has got to accept it. They have got to say yes.
Well, that's true.
It is making you sick.
Well, I just hope this ordeal that I'm going through might help other people fight back to an HOA and not just accept them as God and not fight. They I'm kind of stubborn about that.
They have very limited powers. They take more and more because they tell people they can do it.
That's right.
In fact, and I'm here because one of my board members said, we can do anything we want. I said, we'll see about that. 30 years later.
They don't know who they're dealing with, huh?
You don't want me to come to a meeting. You'll regret it. Oh, no, I won't. Oh, yes, you will. Oh, yes, you will.
Yeah, maybe more and more people stand up.
People are afraid, Larry.
Yeah.
They don't want to be in your position.
True.
They don't want to be targeted. Anybody, how many of your neighbors in the old neighborhood stood up for you?
Not that many. The main reason is they started publicizing and putting stuff that, you know, I'm a deadbeat, I'm not paying my dues,
right.
It has nothing to do with the flag. And, you know, you can't go sit down with every single person and explain to them.
Where did they publicize it?
Oh, they put it in the newspaper, the city newspaper, and they also put it in the newsletter out there that everybody got. So they got one half of the story.
One of the things that some states have, and if you're going to be doing any lobbying, make sure that you as a homeowner have access to exactly the same publications and the same venues that the board has to send out these lies. You have a right. You have a right, Larry, to dispute what they're saying. You have a right to include that. You're paying for that newsletter. And if it's in the city paper, write a letter. Say, you know, here's the truth, guys. Here are the letters that I was sent by these buggers. You know, they're not saying it's the flag. Here's what they've done. Here's how they've taken $200 out of my check, out of my bank account every month. Here's what they're doing. My dues are paid. They're lying to you. Put it out there.
Yeah, they diverted them, so it looked like I wasn't paying. So
they
told people I was delinquent, which I was, but I didn't know it. They didn't tell me that, which they're supposed to, according to the people I've talked to. I know when I called to the company that the money was going to, I said, what's going on? You're taking the money. They said, we were instructed by the HOA to divert the funds to your $1,000 fine. And I said, who did that? And they said, well, they can do that, but they're supposed to notify you. And I said, they didn't notify me. They wanted to make me be late for 4 months so they could put a lien on my house.
You know, you have a right to say that this money, and you will only have so much, and it has to go to your dues, nothing else.
Yeah.
Well, nothing.
I'll never do that again. Everything, I just give them a check.
And put on
going down that road.
Put on there for dues only. On the check for dues only. Take a picture of the check. I know everything is good. I know I'm so happy that you're in one of the handful of good HOAs.
Oh, yeah.
But protect yourself, because you're one election away.
It's like you said earlier that stopping that is a nightmare. I mean, I had to spend like 2 hours at the bank, and they said, we can't stop it. It's between you and the HOA. And I said, well, I'll just close my account out.
Yeah.
And then we went around for another hour, and then finally they got somebody in home office on the phone on the recorded line, and it was stopped. But that's the only way to do it. You either fight with them for a few hours or change banks.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's why I say don't ever give them access, because you can
learn my lesson.
That. Yeah, and that's what they want. And they'll say, oh, that way you don't have to worry about being late, and you don't have to worry about late fees and you know, blah, 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 blah. But they've got unfettered access to your bank account. and that, and until they agree to let you off the hook. Better not let them in there. Better, you know, just tighten the, close the door and call it quits.
Yeah, that's very true. Because I mean, they could have sent in and taken out $5,000.
Yeah.
And the bank would have done it.
Yeah, because you gave them permission.
Yeah, it's a blank check.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, legally they're supposed to notify people, which they didn't. Because, well, it worked out good that I had the automatic when I was having all that surgery in the hospital and all that, that I didn't have to worry about it, but I should have learned my lesson.
Yeah, that's not a good deal. I know. And you'd think they call it a community. I refuse to call them communities because in a community, the board would come and say, hey, Larry, how are you doing? Do you need anything?
Yeah.
Can I help
you?
We'll collect your check when you come out. Don't worry about it. You've
never
been delinquent. But that's not what you have in these things.
No.
That's not what you have.
Yeah, there's some mean people in there. I know one time I was doing one of my interviews on Fox and Friends, and when we got to the end, the girl said, you have anything to say? And I said, yeah. If anybody on that board told me they were in the military, I would have to ask them which side.
Yeah.
That brought a lot of silence. They didn't know how to answer that one.
We had in Virginia, Richard Alton, down south, outside of Richmond. He was in the Navy. He was attached to a Marine attachment. He was in Vietnam, and he was a medic.
Oh.
And he was on the front lines, and an entire, I don't know what you call it, platoon or group, or his entire team was killed right in front of him.
Oh.
And he had a flag that he flew on a bunker over there. He brought that flag home, and he said, I'm going to erect a flag pole, and I'm going to fly this flag in memory and honor of my fallen brethren. He came back to Virginia. He came back, got out of the military, came back, went to law school, became an attorney, did very well, made a lot of money, bought a nice big house with a lot of land. And actually, he ended up buying three lots. Built a house in the middle, and he had two vacant lots on either side. These were not small lots. They were like, I don't know how many acres each. I mean, they were quite large. And he put a flagpole up with a sign that said, you know, listed the names of the people. And the HOA, needless to say, went absolutely ballistic.
Oh, jeez.
And they made him take it down. I managed to get him on 2020 years ago when this was on.
Uh-huh.
This was when I started doing the show. And he's been on. In fact, he was on last year because he finally got permission to get his flagpole up. And the flag's gone back up. It's a tall flagpole. And he had a big flag-raising ceremony. And I went down to Richmond with my husband. And
wow.
I had him back on. Yeah, we had all kinds. One of the local restaurants provided food, a barbecue place. You had sandwiches. You had all kinds of things. And they had a whole flag-raising ceremony, changing color of the guy, the whole thing,
wow.
Larry. But it took him almost 20 years to do that.
Oh, jeez.
It took him almost 20 years to do that, and it cost him a small fortune.
Sounds like me.
It is. It does. In fact,
stubborn.
I'm going to put you in touch with his wife.
Oh, okay.
Ava Alton. I'm going to get you in touch. She works with a lot of veterans.
Huh.
And I would like very much for you two to get to know each other. She's
pretty, that would be great.
She's pretty cool.
Have enough friends.
She's really cool. In fact, the nicest thing about doing the show, I started off educating people, and that's what I try to do. But the nicest thing is meeting the nicest people.
Yeah.
And I've made so many friends from people that I've talked to. You don't spend an hour on the air with someone without getting to know them.
True, yeah.
So she does a lot of stuff in Virginia.
Well, the more publicity you can get on these things and the more people that you find, talk to somebody that knows somebody that can get something done, and that's when things start to change. I know I've received letters and phone calls and everything from all over the country on this, and it just really did my heart good to hear other people feeling the same way about the flag that I do. You know, sometimes you think you're the Lone Ranger out there, but when you talk to other people and see that they think the same about the flag and flying the flag and loving the country and supporting the troops and all of that, it's not just a slogan. It's a heartfelt feeling.
It is. And, you know, the flag is supposed to unify us. It represents all of us.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, I don't know how you can not like the flag. And frankly, even if you didn't like the flag, and I know there are some people who don't, I wasn't born in this country. I became a citizen. I'm a voluntary citizen of the U.S. But what I absolutely detest more than anything is the fact that the freedoms that you and my husband and all the other veterans laid your lives down for end up at the hands of HOA boards.
This is true.
And industry members. I mean, the managers and the attorneys and all of that. And they're just taking and abusing all of that. What you went through should never happen to anyone.
I agree. I hope it never does.
It will.
Sure it will.
It will. It's unfortunate, but it will. Until we get rid of them, and until we have such stringent laws prohibiting, banning these damn things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they're there to provide the local municipal government with free tax dollars, that's one thing. But telling you how you're going to power your Christmas lights?
Yeah.
You know, come on, how idiotic can we be? Just where do they come? You know, where does all this nonsense come from?
I guess it's just they never had any power in their whole life, and now they do.
Yeah, but why have we given them that authority? Why have we given them?
They took it. We didn't give it to them.
No. They've been empowered, legally empowered. Because what happens is the industry, the Community Associations Institute, lobbies for all these powers, the attorneys, the managers. Oh, we need these other, you know, otherwise people
Yeah,
like
that's
Larry.
True. Yeah,
people
you're right.
Like Larry would not pay his assessments. Look, the guy owes us all this money. He's a scofflaw.
Mm-hmm.
What they don't say is, you know, that they took the money and diverted it. They don't say that they were collecting your money. They don't say it's because you had a small flag in your flower pot.
They leave those details out.
And so they go to the legislators. Oh, well, that's not right. That's not fair. What if someone like Larry moved into your neighborhood? I would love to have someone like Larry in my neighborhood. There'd be two flags and two flower pots there.
That really means a lot to me, what you did. I really appreciate that.
Oh, it's been there for a while, Larry. It's been there for a while. I bought it, and I took the flag to, I'm a Toastmaster, I took the flag to one of my meetings, and I gave a speech, and I told them about you and your flag story. I said, this is the size of the flag, because I went looking for a 17-inch flag. I said, this is the size of the flag. They wanted me to bring it and leave it at the club, and I said, no. I'm going to put this in my flower pot. First, I got to get a flower pot, and then I'm going to put it in my flower pot.
That's beautiful. That's really beautiful.
So it's still there. So that's what you need. You need everyone to go out and buy a flag. Get a flower pot if you don't have one, and stick the flag in your flower pot.
Another thing is my next door neighbor there, they did the same thing.
Good.
And they never got a violation letter. Never.
So it was personal.
Pardon me?
It was personal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was personal.
They were just after me because I bucked a program and I wanted Christmas lights. I wanted flags up. And they didn't like anybody fighting back. So they just.
You threatened their authority.
Exactly. Exactly. So, I was kind of surprised, and my neighbor felt like you did. Well, I'm going to stick one in my flower pot, see what they say, and nothing. Just like the people that did the solar lights, just me.
Just you.
I was the chosen one.
My friend gave me a pink flamingo that lights up at night with a it's solar powered. It's been in my front yard for a while.
I thought about that, too, and I said, no, I'm not going to give them a legitimate complaint.
Well, people send me pink flamingos. I don't even like the damn things.
Makes me feel like I'm in Miami.
Because, you know, pink flamingos have become a sign of people who don't like HOAs or don't like their HOAs.
So, that makes sense.
Yeah, because it's like waving a red flag in front of a bull. You put a pink flamingo up and the HOA goes...
Oh, yeah, they light up, glow in the dark.
that's been going on for years and years. Everybody, yeah. So that's sort of become the sign of people who don't like their HOA. So people have been sending me pink flamingos.
That's beautiful. I love it.
I've got pink flamingos pens, and I've got them hanging, and light catchers and all kinds of things. So
That's beautiful.
Handbags and...
Jeez.
Everything.
You're going to get arrested.
No, they're inside. A lot of them are inside. I've got a couple of them outside, but no, they're all indoors. It's like... anything that's got a picture frame with pink flamingos on it. And they're not pink, it's a silver one with flamingos on it. And I've got pictures in there. I've got pencil stands with pink flamingo, with flamingos. All kinds of things. Paper cutters with flamingos. Nail files.
That's good to know.
Nail files with flamingos. Larry, I got so much pink flamingo stuff in my house.
That's good to know. Next time I talk to somebody who's having a problem with HOA, I'll tell them what to do.
Just give them a pink flamingo. And watch the HOA go ballistic.
Yeah, and just watch their heads explode.
One of the things we discovered years ago when I got involved in this is that HOAs do not have a sense of humor.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Cannot take a joke, that's for sure.
and what we've done, Larry, is we've just made fun of them. I make fun of them. I'm sorry, I do make fun of them.
I always feel like the worst thing you can do to somebody is laugh at them. Smile.
Yeah.
Drives them crazy.
It does. It does. Oh, we used to do flyers making fun of the HOA.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. Oh, yeah. I need to get those published.
Yeah.
I wasn't the one who actually did them. There were two of us. The genius was my partner. And whenever anything happened, we would go around here. And we've got a big development. It's 1,300 homes. We went around with 1,300 flyers.
Jeez.
And, it was driving them nuts. It was just absolutely driving them nuts.
Oh, I wanted to mention one other thing. You know that the one that I sent to you?
Yes.
I just sent a copy. Well, I sent it addressed to President Trump.
Cool.
So we'll see if there's any action on the top, if they assign somebody to it or whatever. But,
I've got
anything to lose.
I've got friends who work for him.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah. You know, just one word from him would stop this thing cold in its tracks.
My concern is that he does build condominiums.
Well, that's probably true, too.
But, no, I think, yeah. No, let me see what I can do.
That'd be great. Mm-hmm. Like I say, every little bit helps. And the more pressure's on them, the less pressure they put on me, and might realize that, hey, you know, this man is not going away. Let's stop.
Don't you dare go away, and don't you dare stop. I know it's easy.
Oh, I'm not. Oh, no. No, I'm here for the duration, but it puts pressure on them to do something. You know, it was funny, like last month they came up and they said, okay, we'll give you $50,000, you go away. And I said, hell,
what?
That doesn't cover 2 months' legal fees. I said, now, if you had done that 7 years ago, we would have had a deal, but not after 7 years. No.
HOA wanted to give you $50,000 so you'd go away?
Yeah, a couple of months ago, and I just laughed at them.
Did they send that to you in a letter?
They contacted my attorney. It's the way it works. They present something to him, and he presents it to me, and I say yes or no, and then
was
he goes
it in
back.
Writing, Larry?
Yes.
And he still has it?
Yeah, I'm sure he does. I know I've got it somewhere in my 6-foot pile of paperwork too. But no, that
my mind's going around and around. I've got your number. I will be contacting you. We'll get some information here.
Okay, that'll be great. I really look forward to it, and I really enjoy talking to you.
Well, we're not done yet, Larry. I still have some airtime to fill, so don't you dare go away.
Okay.
Don't you dare go away. So you said that the film crew was there. You did an interview. And
yes.
Where is this going to be broadcast?
It's going to be broadcast, let me look at the call. Tonight at 6, ABC First Coast News in Jacksonville, Florida at 6 o'clock tonight.
So it's going to be in Florida. It's not nationally.
Yeah. No, not yet. Because last time, then the other station came and did an interview, and they were with Fox, and then that's where Fox picked it up. And that's when I was on Fox and Friends twice.
So, and when was that?
Oh, gosh. It's been a while ago.
It's been a while?
Yeah.
And what kind of reaction did you get? Did the HOA see it? Were they a...
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
aware
they
of
saw it. Oh, yeah.
And what did they say?
because it works, because the people out there in the neighborhood there start calling, talking to the, you know, what's going on? What are you still doing this with all our money? And it, like I said, puts a pressure on. Because the law firm, I mean, they're, like I say, it's a cash cow for them. They're not going to do anything to stop.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a well-known thing. I mean, that's what the community association does. It's a trade organization. And what they do is they make sure that their trade members, and they do a very good job, that their trade members are making a lot of money. And so they come up with all these policies that they write them for legislators. And they get all this nonsense passed at the state legislature and becomes state law. And it empowers, it's called enabling legislation. It empowers associations to fine you.
Yep, that's true. That's very true.
It's unconstitutional. There are several lawsuits in this country that say fining is unconstitutional because the Constitution calls for a separation of powers. Mm-hmm. In an HOA, it's the same people who are coming up with the laws, who are coming up with the, you know, finding you in violation of the, gosh, you're not using a battery to power your Christmas lights. It's the end of the world. Oh, my God.
That's true.
Oh, my God. And you've got a flag in a flower pot. That's an unapproved object. You can't do that. And these are the people. And then they find you in they fine you because you've been found in violation of their laws. And frankly, sometimes they don't even have the authority to do that.
Probably, yeah.
They don't. You know, quite often they don't.
You go
to your covenants, to your declaration, and that's where you're going to find out what powers they have and what rights you have.
Well, that's true, and then they come up and make more rules.
They can make
in the covenants.
But they can make rules pertaining to the common areas. You can't spit on the common area.
Mm-hmm.
You can't build a doghouse in the middle of the sidewalk. That's
true.
Common area. But what you put in your flower pot, that's not common area. That's private property.
True. Well, just like I've in the cars in the driveway, and it's got a magnetic American flag on the back. Lord help them if they try to take would come and trying to take that off. That would have been a shooting match, I'm afraid. I would have really been in trouble stealing my property.
Yeah. They've done that.
Yeah, that's true.
I had a guy who lived here in Virginia. He's moved to Florida. He was a PSYOPs officer in one of the military branches. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
And he put up a sign. He put up a short band radio in his attic.
Yeah.
And he put up a sign that said, "If you're looking at buying a house here, don't do so before listening to On the Commons."
Huh.
And they made him take the sign down.
Whoa.
So what he did was he had a T-shirt made with the same message.
Uh-huh.
He hung the T-shirt up in his van in the window.
Huh.
Drove the van in his driveway and put the T-shirt out so that anybody driving through could read what was on the T-shirt. Don't buy He drove them nuts. He absolutely drove them nuts. And I just loved that he used to call me up and say, "Shu, guess what I did?" Larry, good luck.
Well, I appreciate it.
Know that you're not alone.
That helps. Like I say, every little bit of help I can get publicizing this or getting to somebody that can actually do something is what I'm hoping for.
I'm going to put you in touch with a couple of people.
Okay.
So if you don't mind, I will be handing out your phone number.
Sure. No problem. Email, anything else that's on that. I appreciate anything.
All right. Well, I'll try. I would like your doctor to talk to Gary Solomon, because I think
he's almost retired.
That's okay. He can still talk.
Yes.
You're retired. You can talk.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, yeah, that'll be fine. Whatever, however you want to use any of that information, feel free.
Thank you so much, and thanks to everyone for joining us today.
Please check out our website at onthecommons.us. On the Commons is produced by OTC Multimedia Productions.
Well, I finally bought my dream home to enjoy retirement life. I've made new friends and buddies, lots of parties for my wife. It seemed that life was perfect, all my neighbors felt the same. Then along came death by CCRs, life's over, I'm fair game. Those petty rules and regulations, it's enough to make you cry. They're full of woes, no pink flamingos, someone tell us why. Slick managers and lawyers slither close, but they won't tell why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell. Now there's lots of open meetings close to justice for HO. Those arrogant board members say what they want you to know. The CAI and ULI will help you lose it all. But I wouldn't sell that dream home yet, the writing's on the wall. Those petty rules and regulations, it's enough to make you cry. They're full of woes, no pink flamingos, someone tell us why. Slick managers and lawyers slither close, but they won't tell why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell. Well, we're not afraid or stupid, all your threats mean nothing here. Time marches on, soon you'll be gone, united we'll be there. So put your rules and CCRs up where the sun don't shine, and enjoy those precious golden years, stop messing around with mine. Those petty rules and regulations, it's enough to make you cry. They're full of woes, no pink flamingos, someone tell us why. Slick managers and lawyers slither close, but they won't tell why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell. Why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell.